going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Too many tools, too much stress, and way too many bills.
Odoo replaces it all. One connected platform for every part of your business, so you can work faster, smarter, and for less. Odoo, the only software you'll ever need. Try it free today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning and welcome, my friends. Fourth final hour of our get-together. We call it the 9 o'clock stretch. Stretch it out. Now, don't you feel better? Well, maybe next time. It's 9:07 and your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Got your code word coming up in a little bit, but right now we've got a special guest joining us. He's a Supreme Court reporter for the Washington Examiner, Kalen Deese. Good morning, Kalen. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks so much for having me on.
Oh, no, it's our pleasure because a lot of people are paying attention to a case that, we're going to hear more about as the Supreme Court's decided to hear it today. Mahmoud versus Taylor. And I guess the simplest way to put it is Montgomery County pushing these, controversial books onto very young children, and the parents don't even have an opt-out option. Is that pretty close?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Bob. And I think that, during the oral arguments, it was pretty interesting to see this on display because I think there were a lot of people who were in disbelief that there was no opt-out options for this county. It's something very rare that a lot of people don't quite understand because across the nation, we have seen consistently that schools allow kids to have opt-out options when it comes to certain content that especially parents might find objectionable. And that's on display just even in things that are a little bit more neutral tone. Like, maybe I want to talk to my kids about the birds and the bees. I don't want them to see a graphic video about it. So we've kind of seen those types of examples throughout the years where there's absolutely no problem with opt-outs. But in this case, in particular, concerning the content of LGBTQ books like Uncle Bobby's Wedding, where it basically, you're seeing... there's a family that's encouraging a little girl to be happy for her Uncle Bobby and his same-sex partner, that type of content Montgomery County is saying you can't opt your student out from. And I think that's where we kind of get to the core of the dispute that happened on Tuesday.
Yeah, and I think part of the argument also would be, what is age appropriate, if any age, really, for this material. I mean, here we have the public school system in general, scores have declined and you throw more money on it and the scores continue to decline. It doesn't seem like the focus is where it should be. Although in this one case where, Justice Gorsuch, was questioning the attorney for this for the Montgomery County Schools and basically was asking about this book, Pride Puppy, which apparently they don't use anymore, but you find out that it's an alphabet book. It's just helping kids to learn about the alphabet. Why would you even have to make it take place during a gay pride parade, and then the child at some point in the book is exposed to a drag queen? Then you find out it's designed for 3 to 5 year olds. That to me, that's where they just completely go off a cliff. Why didn't the Montgomery County Schools back off a long time ago?
Yeah, that's another point that the Beckett Fund attorneys bring up and what they point to as what they call, quote, indoctrination, because I think that there is a very, agreeable, argument that you can make where it's like, if you're trying to teach somebody a specific subject and that subject has nothing to do with the medium in which it's sort of, served to you like on a platter, I think that that's exactly what Beckett is saying. It's just like, we don't think that there's a problem with, Montgomery County choosing, their curriculum and how they want to teach it. But if they're going to teach the ABCs, like you're saying, and have a little, throw in some belief systems about, marriage and things that are very particularly close to home for a lot of religious people, then I think that that's basically what they're getting at. It's like that's crossing the line into indoctrination. And I think we heard that word a lot mentioned by Beckett, Eric Baxter.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know that the basis of it really is like, kind of sprouts from what, a Muslim family. And that's why, the case is Mahmoud versus Taylor. And I understand the religious sensitivities there. But I honestly, the material, I think, goes far beyond that. And, I would call it just straight up grooming. When you are introducing children ages 3 to 5 to anything of a sexual nature whatsoever, I don't care if it's heterosexual or whatnot, there's no reason to expose kids to any level of sexuality at all at that age. So do you think that, SCOTUS, when they come out with their ruling, part of it will be talking about grooming? Do you think they'll use that word?
So I am a little bit bearish on the idea that the Supreme Court is even going to mention some of the titles of these books in their eventual opinion. That would be very interesting, if there was actually, we've seen in the past there where justices in rare occasions have included images and things like that to kind of illustrate what they're getting at. We've seen that in some cases involving firearms and things like that. But to get to the point of what you were asking, I think that the justices are going to try to say in the clearest terms possible that if, and this is if it's a favorable ruling for the parents, that the school district had abandoned a win-win situation for the parents and the school, and it went above and beyond to make it very difficult and very complicated for, the parents to see relief in this. And I'm thinking that it's going to be exactly what the attorneys for the parents had asked, which is give us a preliminary injunction back at the lower court level so that we're not continuing to be injured by these draconian policies that don't allow us to opt out of content that we don't believe in. And I think that another thing, too, there was a slippery slope argument that was being put out by a few of the liberal justices and the attorneys for the state. And, I just want to say that I'm sympathetic to those concerns. I don't think that, it should be in the business of parents to coerce a school district to teach, on how to teach. Obviously, we don't need parents to be able to say like, oh, you have to hold your pencil this way and you have to make sure the lesson's taught that way. Montgomery County has a lot of freedoms and abilities to have its own curriculum. They just can't force kids to sit through something like a book that is teaching them that their belief system on marriage is, somehow invalid, because that is what they are doing. If I have a kid that's in the school district, I'm going to be taking them out of it. I'm going to be homeschooling them until they get this problem resolved, because I don't want my kid to be exposed to that type of content that I don't even know that he's being shown those types of books.
And I think a lot of parents have completely opted out of the public school education and gone the homeschooling route. Not everybody's in a position to do that, but certainly a lot are. And when they hear about this story, maybe even more. And then we look at, what's the fallout from this going to be? The left, if they lose and the Supreme Court rules in favor of the parents, with the left, they're going to call it, book banning and book burning and all of that. They'll never actually defend the reason why you'd have to have sexual content to a child who doesn't really even understand simple things like life and death. You don't really understand that concept until you're about 7 years old. But at 3 to 5, we're going to expose them to a gay pride parade and a drag queen? That's crazy, right?
Yeah, I think that, you know, there's going to be, you know, people who are going to be misconstruing the opinion. You know, that's the best. That's the thing that, you know, the public often does best. And, you know, is they misconstrue what an opinion is going to entail. And so I think that in reality, that this case, while it's important to get it squared away, we're not seeing school districts, you know, engage in the no-win scenario type of behavior that this county has participated in. We're seeing, you know, across the board, there's, you know, states that allow these opt-outs. But I think what it is going to do is it's going to secure and it's going to affirm that opt-outs are allowed in schools. Maybe it's going to lead to a push where there will be more parents that are willing and brave enough to step up if they think that there's something in their children's classrooms that they object to. That is something I could see personally becoming a broader trend. But I think more so than anything else, we're going to, you know, get a, you know, a hard line in the sand that's going to show that parents are able to stand up for their religious beliefs, even in public instruction. And there's more to come on these religious freedom fights, and I just really can't wait to see what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Next week we have a religious charter school case, and that's going to be a big one too.
Kalen Deese, we appreciate your expertise reporting for the Washington Examiner. Thanks for being on the show this morning.
Thank you so much, Bob.
All right. It is 9:17 on the Bob Rose Show. Do you want me to tell you what it's going to come out to?
Yeah.
It's going to be a rhyme that the Supreme Court is going to issue.
Okay.
When in doubt, let the kids opt out.
I like it.
Yeah. I came up with that in about 12 seconds. 9:17 on the Bob Rose Show. A ton of stuff to get to, including your code word. Hang on. 97.3, The Sky.
At Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, we make home service easy. We guarantee same-day service and installation with no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays. Family-owned for 53 years, Four Seasons has over 30,000 five-star Google reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. For all your plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical needs, for all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning. Because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Happy Thursday, almost the weekend. Hang in there, my friends. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 9:22, and your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Sanctuary State. Yeah, problems. Yep. I'll explain in just a minute, but first I want to give you a chance to win tickets to Rock the Country. That's right. I've got your two-day tickets to the big deal that's coming up May 9th and 10th, which, by the way, is right around the corner. This is crazy. So if you'd like to win tickets, you need to text the word May to 20357. That's May like the month. M-A-Y. Text May to 20357. And you'll be in the running for your two-day tickets. It's going to be a great time. Rock the Country, a festival for we the people, coming to Ocala. Hank Jr., Kid Rock, Tracy Lawrence. I mean, it is going to be Nickelback. It's going to be a big show. Anyway, right now, text the word May to 20357. Date and message rate apply. Please don't text and drive. Ever. Especially this weekend, a lot of motorcyclists on the road. Leesburg and their Bike Fest is going on this year. This thing has grown. I remember when you could go to, if you've never been, little old downtown Leesburg. What a really cute, clean, nice little downtown they have. And we would park right there on Main Street. And you could do about four rows, I don't know, maybe a mile or so long.
Really?
And that was perfect.
That's nice.
Well, now it's 10 times the size.
Really?
It really is. Wow. It's got to be one of the biggest three-day festivals around.
Hmm.
But it's, you know, it's still very fun, and yeah, it's a good time. So I'm going to try to pop in there at some point. That'd but I also fun. Have Soldiers Freedom Outdoors at WEC.
It's a busy Saturday.
Saturday evening. Yeah, yeah.
Man.
Too busy.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah. The sanctuary state of California is set to release from prison a twice-deported illegal alien. Did he get due process?
I don't know. Maybe during his two deportations.
Well, did I mention he was convicted of killing two American teenagers?
And why is he being released now?
19-year-old Anna and 19-year-old Nicolay.
Wow.
It was a 2021 drunk driving crash.
Hmm.
Yeah. Ortega Anguano, he was drunk. He was high. He was driving 100 miles an hour on the 205.
Wow.
At the time.
Twice deported, shouldn't even be here.
The teens were burned alive in the crash.
Unreal. Unreal.
The following year, he was convicted of two counts of vehicular manslaughter while drunk, sentenced to 10 years in prison, which some felt was a little lenient.
Yeah.
Especially when you consider he had numerous felony convictions and actually served previous time in California state prison system.
Slow learner.
Apparently. So what's the outrage? Why are we talking about this story now? Because California let him out. About 7 years early.
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
he's only
goodness.
Served like 3 years of it.
That's just wrong.
A new report from Fox News' Bill Malusian reveals that California officials plan to release him from prison July of this year, having served less than half of his sentence. And the families that were victims, they felt that was already a weak sentence.
Mm-hmm.
But then they were notified by the California Department of Corrections on Easter Sunday, by the way, that he's scheduled for an early release. 3 years into a sentence.
That's just so wrong.
Yeah, the families, the victim's family, they're shocked, outraged, and they should be. Yep. ICE officials have said they will place a detainer on him. Governor of California, Gavin Newsom's office, wrote in an ex post that state officials plan to turn him, Ortega Anguano, over to ICE agents upon his release from prison.
Hmm.
And so he's not going to be free to go, which is good news. But if this hadn't gotten the wide amount of attention that it did, then we're not sure that action would have necessarily been taken.
That's unreal.
But it is, yeah.
It is unreal.
And again, completely unnecessary. If this person was not here, this person could not have possibly driven drunk and killed two 19-year-olds. Due process.
Yep. Yeah. For who?
Yeah. Due process. But where's the lefties at? Due process.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just checking. Tennis legend Martina Navratilova taking aim at sportswear giant Nike. Did you ever call it Nike? Some
no,
people called it Nike.
But I do remember that. Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, she took aim at him because they're hiding its apparent involvement in research programs concerning transgender athletics. On Tuesday, Nike refused to say whether it was funding transgender research of any sort.
The fact that they refused to say says something.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Still, a story over the previous weekend published by the New York Times seemed to provide evidence that Nike is financing at least one study of trans athletes being conducted by Joanna Harper, a man who identifies as, well, as Joanna.
Okay.
That entry concerning Nike's involvement in funding trans athlete research sent Navratilova to her social media account to blast the sportswear giant. "I'm still stunned by this," she said. "Nike is funding a study that disfigured young boys to understand if they can be physically impaired enough to compete with girls without significant retained male advantage. Why is a sneaker brand doing medical experiments on children?"
Wow.
Bam!
Yeah.
Just like she used to hit that hard cross-court shot.
Yeah.
She nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
Way to go, Martina. 9:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're about 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. More headlines, maybe an opinion or two might pop up. It's all coming your way on 97.3 The Sky. Manuel Labor. I think I went to school with that dude.
Manuel Labor?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, Manuel.
I'm pretty sure.
Good dude.
I don't know if he had a green card or what.
Oh,
you had to go there, huh, Bob?
Uh-huh.
9:36 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Oh, happy, happy day. Happy Thursday. It's going to be another great one. Odds and sods. Got some things to go through here. Joy Behar.
Ugh. That was just my opinion.
Well, let's just, we can do with the headline and pretty much get the gist of it, right?
Sure.
She fears that Pope Francis will be replaced by some conservative guy. Not the right hand of the Lord.
Some conservative guy. Wow. Which means that she is reinforcing what we've said about the previous one all along of where he was in a lot of things, because if she really liked him for these reasons, that kind of proves the point.
Well, apparently, one of the comments was, there's liberal popes, there's conservative popes,
Okay. Before
claiming Pope Francis was the most Jesus-like.
Oh, my goodness.
Citing the late Pope saying in 2013, if someone is gay and he searched for the Lord and has goodwill, who am I to judge? Haynes added, these type of messages were what resonated with me. All right.
Okay.
Let me deal with this effectively, all right?
Go ahead.
We don't care what she thinks, right?
Correct.
But I will ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Would you just want to see what would happen if she was accidentally splashed with holy water?
Oh.
It's burning! It's burning!
That's what would happen.
I think we nailed it.
I think so.
And you know who can go with her.
Uh-huh. The rest of the cast?
Dick Turbin.
Oh, speaking of.
You know what the good news is? He's not going to run again.
Woo.
He's 80. He's been around for a while.
Way too long.
28, almost 30 years.
Way too long.
30 years.
Just seems longer.
He's the Senate Democrat whip. He's going to turn that over to Governor, whip me. Not really.
She's got her own stuff she's up to. Like trying to take your guns away. You know, that kind of thing.
You know who the other senator is, right?
Oh,
another nutbag from Illinois.
Yeah.
Tammy Duckworth.
Oh.
She's a kook.
Yeah, she is. Illinois just has this pattern, whether it's for mayors in Chicago or just, again, leadership of the state. They are just the wackiest lib people you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah, I wonder if any of that will change or enough will change to where they could get a Republican or two in there, because, you know, they couldn't have been happy with Biden. I know in Chicago, a lot of the locals there were outraged by the illegals that they were bussing in and stuff.
In the town that I was a deputy marshal for a few years, early on, the guy that I was kind of riding along with was explaining to me the politics in the town where we were working. He says, and we were sitting near a gas station. He goes, Greg, see that gas pump? I'm like, yeah. Because if that gas pump ran as a Democrat against a Republican, the gas pump would win. That's how it basically was. People just voted because that's how they always had. I'm like, wow, that's pretty profound.
Yeah.
And the cops had to be careful because some were a little more outspoken, and they would actually put conservative political signs in their yard. And you were really pressing your luck when you did that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would imagine that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here's another enlightening tidbit. Coming from China, from the United Nations and their one of their Chinese Communist Party members, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, China accuses U.S. of bullying the world with tariffs. China.
Okay.
Calling the U.S. the bully.
Hmm. The country that wants to rule the world.
Yes.
And has a plan for it.
Yes.
Okay.
And just puts tariffs on everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they try to pretend like they're emerging. We're like an emerging country or whatever.
No.
No, you've got plenty of money. You've just decided to put an awful lot of it into military-type stuff instead of for your people.
They don't care about the people.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, again, the UN, it does it really... I know there's a purpose. It serves a purpose. But other than the specific purpose of voting up or down on nuclear war, do they really serve any positive purpose? I think, yeah, they may have helped launder money. So if that's what you're looking for, I think they probably help. You want some of the UN troops to rape, you know, the locals. Yeah, I'm sure they can, you know, take care of that as well as they have in the past. So
it's not looking good.
No, I lost my patience for those folks a very long time ago. And, you know, just let's just strengthen what we have really with NATO and tell the UN to go fly a kite. Be fine with me. Hey, got good news. Sales of new single-family homes surged in March. In fact, exceeding all economist forecasts. Wow, the same economists that are telling us, ooh, the sky is falling. Trump is self-inflicting wound. The stock market is bleeding. There's blood everywhere. We're all going to die. Those people? Yeah, same ones.
Okay.
And adding to a string of upside surprises in recent economic data. Oh, and by the way, economists, the hits are going to keep on coming. Trump is going to win. You're going to forecast doom and gloom. He's going to win anyway. And the good news is all of America will benefit. New home sales grew 7.4% to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 724,000, according to Census Bureau, et cetera, et cetera. The jump in sales, driven largely by activity in the South, comes despite rising concerns about economic growth, elevated mortgage rates, and sliding consumer sentiment. It adds to a growing list of hard indicators, including strong employment and robust consumer spending, that point to ongoing resilience in the U.S. economy. You know, when you see what's taking place, do you think that there will be a lot of people leaving Florida in the future because economically they cannot keep up with the, you know, the rise in the home prices and stuff, and the taxes continually are going to go up? And I mean, well, think about young people right now trying to buy a house. And Florida, the values, I'm not going to say they're elevated, but I think they're elevated more than they are in, say, the Midwest, for instance.
Yeah. It is a fear. It is a concern, I think, for a lot of folks.
And if you have this resurgence of jobs, you know, manufacturing, light manufacturing, pharmaceuticals, all that stuff, if you have some of that stuff coming back to America, will with it, depending on where these locations are, will you also see, you know, a population movement to try to secure those jobs and a, you know, a home that they actually can afford?
Yeah, well, I think it's smart if they do, just like, well, I mean, on the local side, what some of the things Ocala has done, you know, with that whole industry, but just around the corner, around the country, looking where, especially in the Southeast, where you've got auto manufacturing, you bring in a plant, you employ a lot of folks, you can help a local economy a lot, and people will move to work. They want to work.
Yeah. Well, just like in Ethiopia, remember? Sam Kinison told them.
Oh, yes.
To move to where the food is?
Yes.
Go where the food is!
There's no food here! He was a mess. He was a mess.
But he was hilarious. At the time, of course.
Yes.
You look back on some of the things you thought were funny.
Yeah.
Andrew Dice Clay. Ooh. And
I could see you were a big fan of his back in the day.
I wouldn't say big fan. A fan? Did I listen to some of that? And did I laugh with my other immature friends? Yes.
Oh, yes, you did.
Guilty. Guilty as charged, brother.
Oh, man.
Can't live with them. Can't leave them at the curb.
Mm-hmm.
Democrat consultants are warning Democrats that they're taking a massive political risk by defending an illegal alien deported to El Salvador after being accused of MS-13 gang membership, domestic violence, and human trafficking. Shh, don't tell the Democrats that. We got them exactly where we want them. They're wrong on every single issue, you know? Don't help them out. Oh, that's right. You're a Democrat consultant.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think that these lefty Marxist Democrats are going to listen to their consultants? I don't think so. Yeah. I think that's just how...
They all kind of think they know it all.
How cray-cray don't many of them are. Yeah. I think that they think that what they're doing, they somehow see themselves on this high moral ground of like saving this downtrodden family man who's in an El Salvadorian prison.
Oh, the Maryland man.
Yes.
Yeah, that guy.
I think they see themselves as they're the principled ones. They're the, don't you care about them? And we say, well, it's not that we don't care about them. It's that we fear them and they murder and they rape. So it's kind of like, I don't know, we're kind of worried about keeping our neighbors, our families safe.
Yeah, there's that.
And kind of prioritizing that over somebody who is not invited, who came here anyway, who was deported twice, and then, you know, and beat his wife during that time? Yeah. Sorry, we're not sympathetic enough.
No.
9:47 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time for upbeat positive thoughts. It's time for things that make you smile. No politics.
What was that?
Upbeat positive thoughts, no politics. Things that make you smile, brought to you by Transformation Dentistry with Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in now, 877-975-9825. Good morning and welcome. It is another day in paradise, my friends. The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy continues this time with things that make you smile. Upbeat positive thoughts. Call now, 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile is brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. Greg, you want to go first?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I do once I remember to turn my microphone on. Just got informed. This will make you smile. Gasoline in Trenton, $2.60 a gallon.
$2.60.
Yes. I say we go back to gas wars. Remember those when we were kids?
Rosebud, get them 50-gallon barrels out. Fill them all up for us, brother.
Oh, man.
Okay.
$2.60 a gallon. The least I've paid probably lately is around $2.80-something.
I feel like we're entering a golden age.
Oh, I hope it
catches
on.
A golden age of black gold being cheap and reasonable.
Come listen to Mr. Thank Worry you. About a man named Jim.
Thank you, President. No, Ellie Mae, no. Oh. Stop, Greg.
Okay.
Good morning, Mark. What's making you smile?
Hey, it's good that gas costs less per gallon than milk, but what's making me smile is I finally finished my taxes, so now I can move about the cabin and enjoy spring. Thanks, guys. Great show.
There you go.
Get all those paper stacks out of the way. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what makes me smile, Greg?
I got a feeling you're going to tell us.
Well, we love giving back.
Yes, we do.
We have been so completely blessed, really, in this community. Honestly, 23 years I've been doing this morning show. And, you know, thanks to the good Lord and the listeners and, you know, great management, we're still just doing fantastic. And with the addition of Greg just a couple of short months, 8 years
almost
ago.
Almost 8 years, yeah.
We are just going to keep on chugging along. And so we like to give back. We're going to be at the ARC today, the ARC of Alachua County.
Yep.
They work with the developmentally disabled, helping people to live to their human potential, group homes, and all kinds of other activities. And that's what the Bob Rose Golf Scramble is all about. But we're going to go out there. We're going to do some digging.
Yep.
We're going to do some mulching.
How about some weeding?
We might do some weeding and some planting.
Yeah.
We're going to do all of them.
Yes, we are.
And we're looking forward to it. And, you know, I feel blessed that we have the opportunity to do that. And physically, we can do it.
Yep.
Because not everybody is in that.
Looking forward to
it. In that kind of a position.
Hanging out with Mark and Mark.
The Mark and Mark Show.
Yep.
Yep. Good peeps all the way around. All right, folks. Do not go anywhere, because coming up next, it's the Smoking Gun. Brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for the Smoking Gun. Brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. A property owner, L.A., Palisades area, Larry Larson, owned 111 Marquez Place, received a notice from the Los Angeles Fire Department, warning him about the need to comply with brush clearance regulations. And they said that's a year-round responsibility. And he also notified the building manager separately. They need to renew their building's fire prevention certification. The only problem is the building burned entirely to the ground the second day of the fire. Yeah. Oh, and Larson got in the last word when he talked to the fire department and told them just how they didn't have their together. And he said, now there's nothing to inspect, so nothing's due or required because there's nothing left but smoke. And that's your smoking gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.